90% of the show is outdoor. You know, it's a lot like, at least I have been living my life with, which is I've had a mask in my pocket for a long time now, and every now and then I've got to put it on. And that's kind of what a visit to the Farm Progress Show is going to be like. You know, you're going to spend a great, great, great majority of your day without a mask. But every now and then you're going to go into an exhibit here and there, specifically the ones that are air conditioned and enclosed, that, you know, you'll be asked to wear a mask. The tents that are basically shelters, or the buildings that have great big doors open and there's cross flowing of air, that's not a place where we're going to have to wear masks. So most of the places you go, and the forecast looks like it's not going to be overly hot. And once we get through some rain that looks like it's going to come towards the beginning of the show, I would actually expect to see a lot of the exhibitors just open up their tents and kind of, you know, make them open air as well. So I don't think it's going to be a huge impact, but, you know, everybody ought to be aware that occasionally you probably will be asked to put on a mask. Right now, as we speak, there's a meteorologist in Norman, Oklahoma that is available to me at a moment's notice, that is keeping an eye on the site, and they help give me good input as well as great support from the National Weather Service. And, you know, we're a lot more informed and capable of making good, reasonable, data-informed decisions than we've ever been in the past. I think the FBI barn raising is going to be something that folks are going to want to see. The field demo corn has already started coming off, and it is in great shape. It's pushing 200 bushels at 22% here the week before the show. We're real happy about everything going on out there. The autonomy, the dedicated autonomy area, so folks can go watch Raven Autonomous Machines and the Rantizo drones do their work. There's new product introductions. You know, there are global and North American unveils that are going to happen on Tuesday. But at the same time, there have been unveils over the course of the last 18 months that folks just haven't been able to see in person. I think there's, you know, every exhibitor is going to have something new, whether they unveil it Tuesday or they unveiled it a year ago, and nobody's just had the opportunity to stand next to it and ask questions.